On an Android? Get the app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
Online with the free app and on air at 99.1 and 92.3 FM.
It's your good buddy, John Potter, live and local Saturdays, 9 to noon, 1 hour to go. And the guest for this segment is, we're talking medical stuff, good medical stuff, stuff that's good for your body, not prescription drugs at all. Derek Lee from Brain Health Formulas is in the studio again, and he finds the natural way to work on ailments, which I'm a huge believer in right now. I didn't used to be. I'll tell you what, though. These pharmaceuticals, there's three things I see all the time on my TV set, and I'm really kind of sick of it. It's either lawyer ads or it's pill ads, pharmaceutical ads, or it's insurance company ads. The three bloodsuckers of American society. I mean, look at how much we're paying for insurance. Well, apparently they got hundreds of millions of dollars to spend on advertising. That's where the money, or part of the money, is going to the advertising that the insurance companies are making. So they're blowing it on all these ads when they could reduce our insurance rates. Same goes for the lawyer ads. Boy, they're raking it in. And these pill ads. This is why our prescription drugs are $180 for 30 pills and such. They got money to burn, and it pisses me off.
Absolutely.
So, and medical news, these are the headlines today, folks. Sugar substitute xylitol linked to higher risk of stroke. You see, every time I look at medical news, it's some prescription thing that they didn't think. Well, the FDA does a terrible job, I guess. They didn't think it was dangerous or bad for your body. Oh, and then they find out after you've been taking it for years that it's bad. They're saying the same thing now about fish oil and vitamin E, that, oh my gosh, it does the opposite of what you expected it to do. Meanwhile, I see a lot of natural health news about, check this out. All I did was Google medical news for today. Here's the latest. Orange peel extract may help lower risk of heart disease. Simple as that. That's how God intended things to be. And that's what Derek Lee focuses on. He's found formulas that emulate in some way what prescription drugs do, but they do a much better job. And these are products that have been around since the beginning of man.
That's correct.
So, good track record on those things. So, for folks who don't know, Derek, run through some of your formulas for good health.
Restore is the king. That enables our brain to function as efficiently as possible. The longer you take it, the more efficient your brain becomes.
And who's your prize case study?
John Potter. John Potter, people. If you wanna understand how John has improved his radio show, go back to January and then listen to it in February, March, and April. It's a demonstration of how he has shifted, the demonstration of how the products work. And if you can get into those details about how John's demeanor has changed, it's a great demonstration. John Potter's podcast,
well,
people.
I got smarter. I don't know what it is. I got smarter, but you're right. I have tapes. I listen to the January show, and I think, oh, my God, I sucked. How did they keep me on here? They said the same thing at Channel 2, but I wasn't taking Restore then. You see, that was the problem.
Much better now, John.
Well, my brain is popping. You know, it's like coffee without the jitters.
That's a great way to say
it. I don't know how else to really describe it. And I feel younger, too.
It's amazing.
These are things people tell you all the time, I'm sure, by taking Restore and such. So what's in Restore?
Restore is actually, it's pretty simple. The key component is the amino acid complex. That's what's doing all the work. And what we've done is we've added things that aid the amino acid complex. So we have spirulina, mulberry leaf extract, astaxanthin, astragalus, blue lotus extract, which that is the last component I added to it, because that balances out the emotional body.
Are you still tweaking?
No, it's been the same for 3 years. So I did all this within a year time frame, and we slowly added individual components. I took away components, I added components. I adjusted the formula by 1 to 2 milligrams of each thing to see what kind of difference it would have. And it changed the effect of everything.
You didn't really, I'm sure you did testing and such, but the prime test subject with your formulas was you. You were, of course, in terrible shape. I don't want to keep running or rubbing this in and such. You were almost non-functional.
Death's door. So it's diagnosed by doctors, plural. Polycythemia. I was donating blood as often as once a week. I had a resting heart rate of 140 beats per minute with a blood pressure of 80 over 50. And that was the last 6 months of 2019. In December of 2019, I was diagnosed with fully engaged dementia. And that was, and that's when doctors diagnosed me with less than 6 months to live. And so, and during that time frame is when I developed the amino acid complex of Restore.
Because the pharmaceuticals weren't working?
They weren't having any effect on repairing the brain. And so what I was able to understand and figure out was my brain was failing. My brain was not receiving enough oxygen, which that relies on the brain putting out signals from the brain to the body to produce more red blood cells. Well, when your body cannot produce whole and complete red blood cells, what do you do? Mm. How do you increase oxygen without being an oxygen tank to get more oxygen to your brain? And so that was the continual problem I had, was trying to understand how do I increase the oxygen being carried in a red blood cell to get to the brain. So we had to restore the brain.
Oxygen is a very important thing, even for healthy people, because if you don't know, we are at a very high elevation in this city. We don't get enough oxygen, and it's a problem. That's why people buy these or get prescribed these oxygenators, and the people I know who use oxygenators feel great. Of course, you need a prescription to get one. But you have something that will help bring out that oxygen.
Restore balances the blood. It balances the way our brain functions. It balances the communication from the brain to the body so we can produce more appropriate signals. It's the signals from the brain to the body to produce proper blood cells, red blood cells. And then when we have the proper communication from the brain to the body, then the body produces more appropriate red blood cells, which then starts to carry all of the components to where they need to go, like oxygen to the brain. Then the brain stops starving for oxygen, and we start to balance out blood disorders like polycythemia. We can start to rebuild how the brain functions, because then the brain starts receiving more nutrients carried through the blood. And that's not the only way the brain actually receives nutrients, though. That's only a singular component that science focuses on.
Folks, we open up the phone lines for your medical questions. Now, you're not a doctor, of course. You don't proclaim to be, but you have products that have helped a great many people. And it comes from your lab in Minden. You've been at this for years and years, and you're basically spreading out what worked for you, your dramatic change in your personal health that you put in these formulas. And you have a lot of formulas. It's hard to keep track of them all. Some of them I can't pronounce. You're a very smart man. What are some of the other formulas, and what do they do?
Well, we have a memory formula that's different from Restore. The memory formula works on increasing the circulation in the brain itself. It increases the availability of oxygen within the brain, and it increases the availability to absorb oxygen as well. So there's three different components that, as far as I know, that's the only formula that does that, along with firing up the brain to start producing hormones that arguably have shut down as we age.
I'm either going to get sympathy from you on this or a formula. So let me just say it, because I'm open and honest with everybody, always have been, on the air and in person. I was diagnosed with what they call severe sleep apnea, and I got the CPAP machine. I got the CPAP machine 4 days ago, and I've been sleeping using this CPAP machine for two nights now. And I don't know. I kind of think it's a gimmick. You know, am I wrong for saying that? I don't know. I don't. It doesn't seem like it's strong enough airflow to open up anything in my body. I have a little bit of loss in faith in it. But, you know, they say I need it. And when it comes to your body and your life, you pay what they say you need. What's your opinion of these things? And do you have something or suggest something that could augment that I can take from your lab?
The CPAP machine is based in enabling one to have more oxygen while they sleep, right?
Well, not so much. It's not an oxygenator. It doesn't give you well, it just gives you air.
It provides the opportunity to have more air available.
All right. Well, I don't know if that means more oxygen. I mean,
not necessarily. Right.
Right. So I don't know.
If we look at air in the form of lung function.
Yeah.
Then yes, from that place, yes, there is. We do, and so this is kind of complex. I'll do my best to be as concise.
Yeah,
as
you
possible.
Really have to always dumb it down for me, don't you?
It's challenging to explain in a way that's understandable in a short amount of time, which is the challenging part.
Well, let's take a break and be back, folks. And folks, honestly, if you have some experience with anything we're talking about or you have questions, 884-9910. This is Derek Lee here from Brain Health Formulas, brainhealthformulas.com. The stuff works. What can I say? We'll be back in a couple of minutes. I'm John Potter on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. FM News Talk time, 11:17.
Is FM Talk.
There is live and local. John Potter here with a guest, Derek Lee, for one more segment. Derek is the, head scientist, lab rat of, I don't know how you describe yourself. You're the main man with brainhealthformulas.com. A great topic I want to get into is preventive maintenance. It struck me when you said you have some theories or possibly some formulas to prevent people from ever getting cancer or ever getting Alzheimer's. I've never heard of the possibility of that before. So tell us what you know, Derek.
Thank you, John. And so this is kind of what we started talking about towards the end of the last segment in regards to sleep apnea. It's about the lung function. And lack of oxygen going to the brain as we sleep is really what sleep apnea is. It's what disrupts our sleep, mostly because we can't. A lot of it has to do with not enough oxygen while we're sleeping, and that's what causes the sleep. It's waking up constantly, continually, and I believe that's what sleep apnea actually is the continual waking up, and so we don't get restful sleep because we don't get enough oxygen. And when we don't get enough oxygen, we wake up to startle ourselves.
Okay, so if the brain doesn't get enough oxygen, that wakes you up?
Yes.
Okay, well, I heard there was an obstruction somewhere.
Either way, it's about not having enough oxygen flow while you're sleeping.
Oh, okay. All right, go ahead.
And so the gut health formula that we have, we focus on rebuilding the gut, but it's not from the gut's perspective. It's about rebuilding the mucosa in the intestinal tract. It's fluid, and that fluid is based in proteins and polyphenols. And so that Akkermansia was what regulates the mucosa. And so all of us have damaged our skin. We've either scratched ourselves on a rose bush or caught ourselves in the corner of a counter, and we see blood and we see clear fluid. The clear fluid is what protects our organs. Skin's an organ. It's layers of collagen, and in between each layer of collagen is fluid. It's not blood, but it's that clear fluid. That's what provides the elasticity of all of our organs. All of our organs are composed of layers of collagen. Each organ has a different matrix of collagen. Within each layer of collagen with all of our organs is a different matrix of fluid of this protein, different proteins and different polyphenols, which are anti-inflammatory. They have multiple uses. And so that clear fluid is a nutrient-dense fluid that keeps our organs healthy, fluid, and flexible. And so if we look at our lungs as an example, as we age from exercise, from being in the sun too much, from being sunburned, that continually dries out the organs. It dries out from either overuse or not having enough resources to repair the lungs. What I found is that the glands like prostate and thyroid, things like that, if we don't have enough intestinal mucosa, that fluid that is part of the intestinal mucosa is actually gets delivered to all these organs and glands, and that's what regulates the functionality of the organs and glands from a fluidity and flexibility place. And same thing with our skin. So we can actually repair our skin and keep it healthier by increasing the amount of fluid, the mucosa, in the intestinal tract, because Akkermansia regulates the mucosa, not just the intestinal tract, for the entire body. And this is where it comes to Alzheimer's and cancer and dementia and all these brain disorders. It's because the glands, the organs, they are dehydrated. So how we've been able to reverse things like ALS, dementia, Alzheimer's is all by increasing the gut mucosa, and that inherently that is what's been able to repair these dehydrated glands like the thyroid. We've been working with a guy who has thyroid cancer. We started reversing that within, it took about 3 months. Prostate, we've been able to heal a prostate. We've been able to do a lot of things science doesn't understand yet. So what I have done is I have to throw all the science out the window because most of it is not accurate. And so it's been a challenge.
That's a good idea. They get things wrong so often.
And so I have to take parts of what I have to go off the theory of what they've done. And then a lot of times I throw it right out the window because it's not accurate. And so it's the intestinal mucosa is that Akkermansia delivers the mucosa to all these places throughout the body. And is that is what keeps us healthy. And that is actually preventative in reducing the possibility of us ever getting cancer and actually repairing, keeping things healthier as we age, because that is what's necessary for us to live healthier, longer, without being compromised as we age. My dad died of cancer. My mom's had breast cancer twice. Both my grandparents died from cancer. It runs in my family. I have never had cancer yet.
So how do you get the mucosa? What is in your formula to trigger that mucosa?
It is all the ingredients in it are based in producing different types of mucosa. So mucins are proteins within the mucosa, and there's 21, I believe there's 21 different mucins that are actually in the mucosa. So it's in that clear fluid in between the layers of collagen in our skin, as an example. That's what we can see, so it's easy to identify with that. And there's 21 different proteins in that mucosa. Never would have thought that before. And then there's also anti-inflammatory ingredients, polyphenols, but those are all carbohydrates. So all those, that fluid actually enables the epithelial cells and the goblet cells. Those things work together to replicate our cellular structure.
All right, Einstein, which formulas of yours address this, prevent from getting cancer, Alzheimer's and such? Which ones?
Restore and the gut health formula, those two combined can rebuild the entire body.
What's the name of the gut health formula?
It is the gut health formula utilizing Akkermansia. I changed the name to make it easier.
All right. Okay. And you can find these at your website, brainhealthformulas.com.
Yep. And if you have questions, you can always call me, 775-634-7789.
I can tell by listening to you that you've kind of given a bit of thought to these things.
I try. I try to come prepared.
You really ought to go out and see a movie or something.
I do. This is it, John. 30 minutes right here with you.
Okay.
Well, coffee and a show.
Coffee and a show. All right. You got a minute left. Anything else that folks could benefit from Brain Health Formulas?
It's really, truly, everything that we do is based on repairing. Pharmaceuticals suppress symptoms. We focus on the repairing of what's not working. And everything we do is based on amino acids. So if you only take Restore for a month, one bottle, and you stop taking it, you're only shorting yourself of the true benefits because it continually compounds the longer you take it. I'm not saying this from a sales point. I'm saying this from an efficacy point. And you can even go back to John's. Sorry, John. It's a perfect demonstration for people to listen to is. Go to John's podcast.
I'd rather not direct people to lousy shows.
They're great shows, and they're only getting better.
Well,
and
they're getting better now. Yeah.
And those people who say, if you're continually improving what you're doing something right.
Well, thank you, sir, for benefiting me and all those people who find the difference at brainhealthformulas.com. Thank you, Derek. I appreciate you taking the time to come out from Minden. All right, going to break for Fox News, friends, and we are talking politics next with a candidate. Yes, love it. That's up in just a couple of minutes on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time, coming up on 11:30.
On an iPhone, get our app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
John Potter, live and local, current temperature 85 degrees. And let's go. The phone's at 884-9910. It's Bob calling from Sparks about sleep apnea, which I brought up. Hey, Bob.
Okay, John, can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I went on a sleep apnea machine about a month and a half ago. And it takes about 3 weeks for you to really see the effect of it. In addition to that, I could not believe what an improvement I had. I sleep about 6 hours a night. Used to sleep a lot more than that. And because that's when I wake up. And when I wake up, I get up about 4 o'clock in the morning, normally. So if I'm going to work, I substitute teach, and I get up about 4. Usually I get up before the alarm clock goes off. And in the last month and a half, I've taken 2 half-hour naps. That's it. I used to take an hour, 2 hour naps almost, not every day, but just about.
Well, good for you.
Good
for you, and I'm glad you reassured me there, because I did have my doubts after 2 days of this. Now, you and I are different. You're a nap guy. I cannot do the naps. If I fall asleep, it's got to be for the whole hog. You know what? We're all different, I guess. Bob, thank you for the reassurance.
Well, good luck with it. I do have a quick question, if I can ask.
Sure.
I have an older brother. He's 90 years old, and he's losing his memory. Matter of fact, I went down. He lives about a mile from my house. I went down to drop off something for his wife. He came to the door. He took it, and she came out later, and she said, he didn't know who you were. It's my brother, okay? Yeah. We see each other a lot.
Yeah.
So is he too old for that particular medication to work, or what do you think?
Try it, brainhealthformulas.com. Get the Restore. I'll tell you, he's right, Derek. It's really changed. That, I feel the change. CPAP machine, no, not yet. But brainhealthformulas.com, the product is Restore.
I'll talk to you in about 3 weeks.
Yes,
I'll talk
do that.
To you about 3 weeks.
Do that. All right,
okay.
Friend.
Good luck.
Have a
with
safe
it,
drive.
John.
All right, sir. In our Carson City studio, we're honored to have Douglas County Commissioner Mark Gardner, who's running for re-election District 3. Hello, Mr. Gardner.
Hey, thanks, John, and good morning, and thanks for having me on today.
Well, I can't see you, Mark, but I have this picture up here of you from the Nevada Appeal, and I'm picturing you now with that black cowboy hat and the red Western shirt and that most awesome mustache, sir.
Thank you. Thank you. It's quick correction. It's not black cowboy hat. It's actually a chocolate cowboy hat, but it is a Stetson. So, anyways.
Sweet. I respect there. Now, you were elected in 2020,
yes.
Republican, and you have a campaign slogan, don't you? It's "Let's be safe, sound, and rural." Tell us what that all means, my friend.
Well, I mean, we started that 4 years ago, and we're happy to report that we've maintained that throughout. That's been my main focus for the last 3.5 years, and remains my campaign slogan today. We recognize the need for a new justice center. That justice center was built in 1982, and when we had 19,000 residents, we now have 50,000, and with no new improvements to that. So we're excited about building a new justice center over the next year and a half, and so we're planning on that. We also have entered into labor agreements with all three of our sheriff's unions, so that's part of the safety standpoint. And we've been able to do that without raising any taxes. So that's very important also,
Well,
that's part of the sound part of it, physically sound. And, And of course, rural, everybody's concerned about overgrowth in the county, and most counties. So we're not particular individual to that. But prior to my coming on the board, the previous board had approved close to 4,000 homes or better. And since my term in office, we've had 175 come to us, of which 90 were approved by the board. I only voted to approve 10 of those 90 because I felt those were the only 10 that met the infrastructure requirements to ensure that infrastructure first before development. So boy, that's what that means.
That let's be rural is a hard trick. I wish I knew the secret formula. I mean, especially in a fast expanding area where you are. And how do you stop it all? As you said, you only voted for 10 new homes, and that's over 3 years. County eventually went with 90. And I have kind of the same question here. How are you able to turn down development when the other counties and the cities seem to be unable to? Looking at you, Washoe. Go ahead, sir.
No, that's a great question. And fortunately, our county, some 15-17 years ago, put into place what's called the Growth Management Ordinance. And that Growth Management Ordinance is put in 2007. That regulates growth to no greater than 2% a year. And since that time to now, regulates how many building permits we're allowed to issue on an annual basis. So even though that 4,000 has been approved, and that basically remains on the books to be built, and we're building out at about, in projects wise, about 150 a year. So that keeping that tool in place is absolutely critical to making sure our county remains rural. That's I'm a strong proponent of maintaining the Growth Management Ordinance in its current form, and that helps us certainly.
Good job, sir. And we all learn the hard way that growth just doesn't seem to pay for itself. The taxes always go up when things grow. You signed the taxpayer pledge promising no new taxes. When's the last time taxes were raised in Douglas County?
Well, I mean, taxes are regulated. Property taxes are certainly regulated by NRS at 3.66 per $100. So that does that. We haven't had anything come back to us in that regard. It's making sure you use it's the wise use of what taxpayer dollars you do gain in the county. And making sure that those go to essential services within the county. So while we're talking about growth, we just this last Thursday did take a look and increased our building fees within the county to make sure that, as you said, growth doesn't pay for itself. We don't want to be supplementing the permitting process study of that through the general fund. We want to make sure that the developers actually do pay the costs of looking at developments and permitting. So that's something we did this last Thursday, as a matter of fact.
You brought up the new Douglas County Judicial Center. How is the progress on that new building that you spearheaded, by the way, and where is it?
Well, it's about a mile out from the current JLEC Center, the Judicial Law Enforcement Center. It's about a mile out on Buckeye. We wanted to make sure that it was close to our current jail because this is a justice center. It's going to be four courthouses, 50,000 square feet. And it's not going to be a jail, okay? And some people have misunderstood that, okay? It's going to be the courthouses, our district attorneys, and services of that nature. We bought the property several years ago, 57 acres, more than we need, but we had the opportunity, so we bought it. We are in the process we have a community survey that's going on right now, so the community can participate in that. I would encourage people to go on our website, and we have three elevations there for them to choose, and so we want a lot of public input on what this center is going to look like, because this Justice Center will outlast every, I suggest, that it will outlast every living human being in Douglas County. It's going to be that state of the art and that robust of a justice center. So that's exciting.
It is odd to hear that the old Justice Center is old. I mean, it was built in, what, 84, you said?
82, I think, is when it opened.
82, okay. Well, you know, it's not like those old brick monsters from the 50s, like the building where I went to get my Genoa deed. Surprising. It needed replacement, but the old building going to the sheriff is a good move. We're talking with Douglas County Commissioner Mark Gardner. He's running for re-election. Mr. Gardner, do you have an opponent?
I do have an opponent. Yep, I do.
And anything you care to say about the race and why you're the better choice in this situation?
Well, I appreciate that question. So I do enjoy the endorsement of Congressman Amade. The state Senate minority leader, Dr. Robin Titus, the state assembly leader, P.K. O'Neill, our assemblyman, Ken Gray. Ken Gray coined a phrase, experience matters. And certainly there is so much going on in Douglas County right now that this is not the time to change horses in the middle of the stream. We need my experience, my background, and my knowledge of the issues that are existing within Douglas County. And we have a lot that's on the table right now and a lot that's working. And we need, I'm asking the voters for their vote to see this effort through over the next 4 years. So I believe I've earned the vote and so that's why I'm running for re-election.
And you elected, going back to policy here, you elected, Douglas County elected, not to remain a receiving county of Nevada. Now, what is that, and what was the advantage of bowing out and not being a receiving county of Nevada?
Once again, good question. All the CTEX money that, and this is a Nevada revised statute, but all the CTEX money that's raised throughout all 17 counties goes into a general fund and then gets distributed out to the counties so that the counties that don't have the tax base can still support running their governments. We discovered a couple years ago that we were actually paying more into that fund than we were getting back. And so we, to the tune of about $2 million a year. So what we decided to do is pull the trigger on that and become a non-receiving county. Lyon County did the same thing. I believe Carson City, the consolidated Carson City, is not a receiving county. So it gives us the ability to harness that additional $2 million. And that's actually what we're using to float the bond for the new Justice Center, is that $2 million a year.
All right. Your slogan, I think we're covering the basis of your slogan, which is let's be safe, sound, and rural. I think we really got your feedback on sound and being rural. What about being safe? What about crime? Now, the old Douglas County Judicial Center goes to law enforcement, the sheriff? And so that's an expansion to keep the county safe. Is anything else being done or anything recently that you spearheaded to make Douglas County the safe county it is?
Well, we certainly keeping a robust sheriff's department is absolutely important. And then we have a huge amount of auxiliary organizations that also are an arm of the Sheriff's Department. Our Citizens Patrol, our Mounted Posse, our Search and Rescue, just to name a few. We've just made sure that Sheriff Coverly had everything and all resources he needed to ensure that we remain safe. And fortunately, we are a very safe county. We do have, and you have to recognize, certainly with, people say, well, what about the borders, the open borders of Mexico, and how is that affecting the county? I would suggest that it's important to recognize that we do have an influx of illegal drugs, especially fentanyl lately. And
in Douglas County.
In Douglas County, yes. And also human trafficking, especially the human trafficking that's taking place, you know, up in the Tahoe area, the casino corridor. We've had a number of arrests up there in that regards. So it's making sure that Sheriff Coverly, once again, has the resources necessary to stem this and make sure that we keep our county safe. The ability to give him full use of that, the current Jalec Center, is a huge, huge win for him because he's bulging at the seams in that building now. That will take the three courthouses that exist there now, all of our criminal division of our DAs, and all those services that go along with that out of that building and give him full utilization of that Jalec Center. So it's going to be well used, and certainly we're not going to have any extra space in that the old Jalec Center. So
Douglas County Commissioner Mark Gardner representing the great county of Douglas, running for re-election in District 3, wearing his chocolate cowboy hat. And anything else folks can find out more about you? Did he have a little campaign website set up, sir?
You know, something, we didn't do a campaign website, but I'm certainly welcome to, you know, I have my email, mgardner4mgardner2024@gmail.com. My phone number is always available. I'm very open to the public. I speak with, you know, and I get accused by several people of the community that I'm the only ambulatory commissioner because I'm the only one they see out in the public. So I'm out in the public on a daily basis. And it's kind of a cute little moniker, but, I'll wear it. And, I'm always open to listening and talking with the constituents and seeing what we can do to assist them in resolving their issues. That we can keep the county, running well.
Well, I gotta say, it's a beautiful county. It really is.
Best.
You just keep it the way it is. And it sounds like your policies of restricting the growth and staying rural. I key into that. That's excellent, sir. Douglas County Commissioner Mark Gardner, running for re-election, District 3. Thank you for coming all the way out to the studio and talking with us, sir.
My pleasure. Thank you. And we had a great Carson Valley Days parade this morning. So, I came
That's
up from
right.
that. So, yeah.
Well, good luck in the race.
Thank
Mark.
You so much. So, appreciate all right, your time. Yep.
Okay. I'm John Potter. We're going to take our final break here. Back for our final segment. Lines are open, 884-9910. And we'll take your call, and we'll wrap up the show. So that's up in just 3 minutes. 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk time, 11:52.
Fox at the top. Fox at the bottom. Live and local right now.
All the information for the entire Northern Nevada area on one radio station. Welcome to FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM. News. Talk truth.
So I said to the pregnant librarian, congratulations, when the baby's due. And she said, no, it's mine. I get to keep it. And just for a second, I thought, if it's overdue, she doesn't have to pay a fine. This is moments before coffee. Oh, are we on the air? John Potter. Oh, man, we're down to the last 3 minutes. Current temperature, it's up there, 87 degrees for the Reno area. We have a lot going on today. You'll see motorcycles, spring vibrations, the so-called warm-up to street vibrations, which happens in the fall, is happening right now in downtown Reno at the J Resort on Arlington and 4th. And by the way, I took a walk. The neon line is huge. I didn't realize it starts there, Arlington and, downtown Reno, and it stretches all the way out to the gold and silver and beyond, and they're building and they're still adding on to the neon line. This is going to be a major outdoor event space. So that's where the spring vibrations is right now. And further down Arlington, you're going to run into the Reno River Festival, which is also massive. And that is it grows every year. And it seems to me now it covers much of Idlewild Park, goes all the way up to Barbara Bennett Park, First and Second Streets around Arlington, which is closed and just covered in tents. It looks like a lot of fun. I do have to let folks know that it is $10 to get in. And the food, $6 corn dogs, but still, it's inflation. All right, that's inflation. Constantly seeing that everywhere. But as I said earlier, I'm not really a big fan of taking over public spaces like our city parks and streets and blocking them off for paying customers, you know, being the tax-supported spaces they are. They're not the only ones. You know, I've seen it happen several times, and this is kind of a trend right now. And I do think the city, when these promoters come up with these events, should, you know, make sure that the admission on tax-supported land, parks and streets and such, should be no admission, admission-free, because for folks that are trying to deal with the economy the way it is, it's another hit. That's all. But it's a lot of fun. Don't let that stop you. You know, in the big picture, $10 for a fun afternoon, worth it. It also goes on tomorrow, too. Okay, so I'll be back next Saturday if the boss agrees. Have yourself a great weekend. Thank you, Craig, as always, in Carson City. And talk to you next Saturday right here. We're going to break for Fox News and enjoy the rest of the weekend. 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time, 11:58.